Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Now it is our time to talk to KCBS insider Phil Mateer.
Phil joins us live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline. With Oakland facing a $115 million budget deficit at the end of the fiscal year, officials say talks of having to declare bankruptcy are just premature, but it is an option that remains on the table. The city administrator says he plans to present options to address the shortfall to the city council next month. And Phil, we just wanted to know if you can break out your crystal ball and just figure out how bad you will see those options will actually be for the city of Oakland.
Well, let's just take a look a little bit on what, how we got here. It started out with a $63 million deficit, in part brought on because of slumping real estate transfer tax sales that just didn't come out the numbers that they thought, but the city kept spending at rates more than it was bringing in. Then it went to $83 million, and nobody wanted to talk about it then. This was a few months back because the mayor was facing a recall election, and other members of the city council were running for other offices. So it was in no one's interest to try to take on the tough problems that they were facing financially and the cuts that they had to make. So they punted the ball, saying that we were going to make it up by selling the Oakland Coliseum and using that money. That was never going to happen in these budget times, because that money, even though it would pay, it would go into escrow where it would sit for a couple of years. But politicians being politicians, they tried to paper it over. Now it's at $115 million. The mayor's been recalled, and the city administrator is sitting there going, the options aren't very many. It's pretty simple. We have to cut now, and that might not even be enough. We might have to declare bankruptcy. They said that in one report, pulled that report back, said maybe we're overstating things, and now they're saying, you know, maybe fiscal emergency. Whatever you want to call it, they've hit an iceberg.
So how close are they to bankruptcy, do you think?
Well, I think it's a question of months and maybe a year. When do you finally bite the bullet? Vallejo, it took them a while to do it back in 2008. They declared bankruptcy. They did severe cuts to police and fire, but they dug themselves out in a couple of years, in part because the real estate market rebounded. The Bay Area is always good for house selling, not necessarily building selling, but house selling. Stockton, they had to make some cuts not only to their services, but here's where it gets really dicey. In order for Oakland probably to get out of its financial hole, it's got to renegotiate its contracts with all of its unions, not just police and fire cutbacks. And they also have to get into the question of retiree benefits and free health care for retirees. That's become increasingly expensive for Oakland and other cities, and that is the iceberg bottom half that's under the water. Stockton cut back on free health care for retirees. The question is whether Oakland, which is a heavy union town, and a lot of the politicians owe their jobs there to the workers of the city, if they're going to be willing to make the cuts. Chances are it's going to be real dicey, and it might be up to the city administrator and in time up to a bankruptcy judge to make the call.
Our thanks to KCBS insider Phil Mateer. He's going to be on live again with Margie and Eric at 7:50.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies Rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.